USA Radio News.
President Trump is in McAllen, Texas, touring a Border Patrol station. The president says if need be, he would be declaring a national emergency.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me. I'm not prepared to do that yet, but if I have to, I will.
And regarding that meeting yesterday with Democrats, the president says,
I very calmly said, if you're not going to give us strong borders, bye-bye, and I left. I didn't rant. I didn't rave.
High-profile defense attorney Judy Clark will be defending Robert Bowers, the man accused of opening fire inside a Pittsburgh synagogue in October. Clark also represented the Unabomber as well as the Boston Marathon bomber. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, will testify in a House hearing next month. Cohen will testify voluntarily before the House Oversight Committee before he heads to prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Many of the 800,000 federal employees who are impacted by the partial government shutdown may miss their first paycheck because of it this week. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer believes President Trump should hold the line. She also tells Fox News Congress needs to understand the public wants them to do their job.
The people want our borders secured. They want them to work with the President of the United States and to keep our country safe. And that's their job.
Singer R. Kelly could be in hot water over a recent documentary that aired. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
After Lifetime's docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, the R&B singer could now face sexual assault charges in Illinois and Georgia. TMZ says the Cook County State's Attorney and Fulton County DA are opening separate investigations into several new allegations made against Kelly during that six-episode docuseries, which aired last week.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is continuing his Mideast trip. The secretary was speaking in Cairo, Egypt.
The United States will use diplomacy and work with our partners to expel every last Iranian boot and work through the UN-led process to bring peace and stability to the long-suffering Syrian people. There will be no U.S. reconstruction assistance for areas of Syria held by Assad until Iran and its proxy forces withdraw, until we see irreversible progress towards a political resolution. In Lebanon, the United States will work to reduce the threat of Hezbollah's missile arsenal, which is aimed at Israel, and can reach all points inside of that country. Many of these rockets are equipped with advanced guidance systems, courtesy of Iran, and that's unacceptable. Iran may think it owns Lebanon. Iran is wrong. In Iraq, the United States will help our partners build a nation free of Iranian influence. This past May, Iraqis rejected sectarianism in a national election, and we will support that wholeheartedly. The people there refuse to be cowed by Iranian-backed thugs and armed groups. Iraqis have strengthened ties with Arab neighbors, peacefully resumed cooperation between the Kurdish region and Baghdad, and have renewed their focus on fighting corruption. And in Yemen, we will continue to work for a lasting peace. And I think this is clear, but it is worth reiterating. The United States fully supports Israel's right to defend itself against the Iranian regime's aggressive adventurism.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.